Okay, hello and welcome to the first episode of Mind Over Mug. I am so excited that you guys are here. My name is Sarah, I am your host, and this is a podcast where we are just going to talk about life and life as a young adult and a college student and the stress and the craziness of that. And today, to dive in, we are going to be covering the topic of finding the line between who you are versus what you do. There is a very fine line there. So many times what we do gets translated into who we actually are, and the lines get blurry. And so today I just want to sit down and talk about that. So grab your mug of coffee, get ready, get settled in wherever you're at, and let's just hang out for a bit. Okay guys, so let's just dive right in. I want to start this episode by just telling you who I am. So, as I said, my name is Sarah. I am a college student in the Midwest. I am in my early 20s, just trying to find my way through life. I am a daughter. I am a friend. I am a student. I am a Christian. I am someone who deals with a constant battle of mental health. I am someone who cares deeply for people. And yeah, but none of those things I just told you really describe what I do. So, except for the word student. So what I do is that I am a student. I am a full-time college student. I am studying organizational leadership, and I'm also studying music, and which sounds like a weird combination, but that's what happens when you change your major too late in the game. And we're here. We've been left here, and now I have two majors, and now school is taking longer than expected, and I'm 21, and I still have at least another year and a half of school, and we're at end of a semester. So that is what I do. I am a full-time student. I also work events for my school. I get to help run different conferences for middle school students, high school students, different ministers, because I am on a college campus that is a Christian campus. So we have a preaching convention that I get to be part of. And that's the work that I do. That's the work that I hope to do in the future as well. And now I do this. Now I podcast, which is pretty fun. And it is an amazing way to just be creative, to have an outlet to speak, and to have a hobby that can also turn into my job, which is a crazy opportunity. So why wouldn't I want to do that? But what's the difference between who you are and what you do? There's so many things that we do when we introduce ourselves to people, and we're like, hi, my name is Sarah and I'm a college student. Now, I just told you what I do, but I didn't tell you anything about me. I just told you what stage of life I'm at as being a student, and I told you that, like, I am a student, so I'm doing a lot of homework all the time and going to classes and dealing with the anxiety that comes with that. But I'm not telling you anything about who I actually am, that I am someone that am passionate about planning and organizing events and conferences, and that I am someone who loves hosting dinner parties for my friends, and I love to cook, and I love to bake, and I love that I get to live on a dorm floor with one of my best friends and mentor younger girls that are coming into the school. And I love my job, and I love the people that are around me. those things describe more of who I am. They describe my character. They describe what I'm passionate about. And I think that's one of the biggest things that differentiates who you are and what you do is your passion. Now, you can be passionate about what you do. Don't hear me saying that you can't be, because I think you should be. I think you should always be passionate about where you are at and what you are doing, because that's what drives you. Passion is what drives you. But what you do cannot be the sole thing that defines who you are, or you're missing out on some of the biggest joys of life, of developing yourself and taking care of yourself and taking the time for yourself to know how to better care for others. Because we can't take care of others unless we're taking care of ourselves first. You need to take the time to know yourself, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to know others. I know that I am a person who struggles a lot with anxiety and depression and just having a clear mental state. And I've sat with myself in that, but I've also know that I love the color yellow. And it brings me joy. And I love finding the little things in life that spark joy in me. And I love spending time going to Chick-fil-A with my best friend and having dinner. And I love getting to go to my favorite coffee shop and run into my boss and her husband and their dog. And just get to play with their puppy in the middle of our favorite coffee shop in town. And I love that I have two families essentially now that I'm in school, and I've been in school for a while. I have my family back home in my hometown, but I also have my family here in my college town, where I have found people who are willing to invest in me and watch me and help me grow into a full-fledged adult. Because I think one of the things you fear the most when you're a college student is you fear the words, who are you? Because we're figuring it out. And there's no rule book to figuring out who you are. There's no, do this and you will become X, Y, and Z. Life is complicated. Life is messy. And I don't think that we're supposed to think it's any different. There is so much that we interact with in a day. There's so many people that we come across. There are so many things on our to-do list. Life is busy, and when life gets so hectic that who you are and what you do aren't differentiated, that's when you know you've lost your focus. When you've lost who you are, when you don't know who you are anymore, that you're just solely defined by what you do, that's when you get discouraged. That's when you lose hope. And I'm not saying that because that's what I think. I'm saying that because that's what I know from experience. I've sat in so many situations of just going, and left behind the little things in life that help me stay grounded. And I've learned that I can't do that, that I need to take the time and just sit and meditate and journal and reflect. And I do that every day now. It's little things like that that help me remember that I am not just someone that is a college student, but I am an actual human one of my professors told me my freshman year, he was like, you're a human being, you're not a human doing. And I think that was one of the most wise things I've ever heard. We're not human doings. It's not always about what we're doing. It's about who we are. It's about our being. Sometimes you just need to sit and be and exist and experience life. Because there's a lot of good in life. And I think we forget that. So as I said, it's really important for me to sit down and reflect and meditate and journal and just kind of take the time to breathe and sit in the place where I am at. And this has become a almost daily practice for me. I am someone who loves my planner and I love to keep track of what I am doing and keep track of what my schedule is and what assignments I have and if I have a meeting that day or what time I need to be at work. But I also just love sitting down and writing. I love to write. And I think this is a practice that everyone can do so easily. And you might think, oh, well, I've never been a person to journal. I've never loved to write. But just give it a chance is what I would encourage you to do. Because I have found a system that I absolutely love. And I take a notebook. I write the date at the top. I write my to-do list so that I know my tasks. Then the rest of the page is just, kind of a journal. I put down 3 things I'm thankful for every single day. I write 5 lines of reflection, and then I use the bottom of the page just to write whatever I want. Today it was mind mapping and, planning this podcast episode. But a practice like this is so simple. It almost seems too trivial. But this is something that has helped me focus on the fact that I have things to do, but I am a human being. I have things that I am passionate about and thankful for, and it reminds me of like where I am at in my life and in my walk with the Lord and where I am just sitting with myself and thinking, okay, how am I doing? Because I'm a person, I have emotions, I have feelings, and life isn't perfect. And so I check in with myself and I say, okay, where are we actually at? Because it's so easy to lie to yourself. You're the easiest person to lie to. Because you know it's a lie. So you don't feel like you're lying. Yet you convince yourself that that lie is true. You convince yourself that you are your mistakes or your swamped by everything going on around you, that you don't have time for anything else. You make the time for things you want to do, and you find peace through that. Being able to take the time and reflect on what you're feeling that day. 5 lines. I just write for 5 lines, and when those 5 lines are gone, I might go to my journal, and I might journal a lot, but I know that at least every day I am writing these 5 lines of saying, okay, this is what I'm thinking about, this is what my focus is on right now, how does that affect me? But before I even do that, I write down 3 things I'm thankful for, because I think this is a game changer in how you view yourself and how your passions come out. Because your passion is what drives you. When you lose that passion, you lose who you are. And that's something I don't want to do, and I don't think you do either. So today, I wrote down that I was thankful for friends who love me through hardships. That I'm thankful that everything has a season. And that I'm thankful that I am getting to go home tomorrow to people who want to invest in me as a person. That are giving me opportunities over my 4 weeks of Christmas break to do things that I love. And get to learn and grow. But they don't just care about what I do for them. They care about who I am and how I am growing as a person through that. And how it's developing me. And I'm thankful for that. And so I wrote those three things down. Do I have more things I can be thankful for? Yes, but I'll write those tomorrow. Because right now, three things of thankfulness are enough to keep me on the up and up. They're enough to keep me thinking of the positive things in my life, of the blessings that I have, because sometimes it's so hard to lose sight. Sometimes it's so easy to lose sight of that. It's so hard to go through life not seeing those things, but it's so easy to forget them. It's hard to go through life without them, but it's easy to do it, which might seem confusing and not logical, but when you think about it, it is. It's so easy to go through life not being thankful. It's easy to go through life not thinking about the good things that are going in your life, but it makes your life so much harder when you do. When you flip your mindset, when you take the time in the morning to just write three things that you're thankful for, it changes your attitude, it changes your heart, it changes your mindset for that day. And that's something that I love doing, and it's such a simple practice, and I think it's something that everyone could do. So as you wrestle with the tension between who you are and what you do, what the difference of that is, what the significance of the difference is, consider what you're thankful for. Because what you're thankful for will reveal your passions, and what you're passionate about will reveal who you are. And you can be passionate about what you do. And I hope that you are, because what you do should be a reflection of who you are, but it shouldn't solely be who you are. Because if you are your work, then you're not leaving any space for all of the joy that you can have outside of that. There is such a beautiful spark that happens when you realize what you're passionate about. I remember when I learned that I was passionate about coordinating events, and it was one of the most liberating moments of my life, and I loved it. It came in a season that I'm honestly still in, of just like struggling through school. But it was an encouragement that I needed and that sparked at just the right moment to keep me going at that time. And I love what I do as a student worker, that I get to help with events. But I have to remind myself that that's running around and making sure that everything is going okay does not define who I am. Because that loops me into a mindset of perfectionism and of saying, okay, I have to do everything exactly right, which can be dangerous. But I am able to see through that, that I am passionate about making sure that things are done well. But I know, because I know the difference between who I am and what I do, that I myself do not have to be perfect. I am not called to perfection. I'm not called to be some super human. I'm human, which means I'm not perfect. I do make mistakes, and that's life. And I can sit in the mornings with my cup of coffee on my couch and having the news on in the background, journaling, writing down my to-do list, writing down what I'm thankful for, remembering that I don't have to be perfect. And that's a huge thing to realize. So as we end our time together, who are you? Tell me. I want to know. So send me a message. Let me know who you are. What do you love to do? How does what you do reveal your passions about who you are? And yeah, let's connect. So if you are interested in hearing more from me, there will be new podcasts every week, which I am so excited about. And if you want more in the meantime, you can go follow me on Instagram @sarahnelson.yellow. And I will see you all next time.